Off the Ball Breakfast.
Oh, Duffer. Duffer, Duffer, Duffer. What have you done, Duffer?
Oh, from the jaws of victory, defeat is snatched.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
John, a draw between your sides again. There's been a lot of draws between your two sides in the last couple of months in particular, but hard-fought one tonight.
Yeah, and I suppose this is the one probably where we rode our luck more than the other ones. Not to say that we didn't in the other ones, but I think we had more chances in the other draws in the last early in the season and last season. But tonight was, you know, you could see the real quality of Shelburne. Beautiful players, wider league champions. Wood, you know, was really brilliant there. And there's so many of them, but... You know, we had a game plan. What's frustrating is that we conceded, you know, a goal clip into the 6-yard box. And we're disappointed with that. Came back before half time, and certainly Malcolm's shot that Kearnsy saved, and Ed had the rebound that he saved. So, and Slev had one of the back posts. But look, the minute change at half time, we changed our shape a bit. Tried to see if we could get further up the pitch. Obviously, we rode our luck, meet Paul. He was causing us problems. And Boyd was as well. They all were, to be fair, but we were trying to have a go off them, and we did in the second half without probably creating much. You know, we had a couple of close balls across the box, but look, it's a greasy night. We were saying, expect, you know, it's difficult for the keepers. They might knock a ball or spill a ball. And thankfully, Kearnsy did, and Bobby was there to finish. And look, we're happy to get the point. It's been a tough week for us.
Probably a night where you really, really missed the impact of Patrick Hickey.
Yeah, certainly, you know, I think you could see, you know, in set pieces, certainly we missed his impact. We missed his honest running, getting in behind him. And yeah, absolutely. And that's why we had to make a number of changes. So overall, when you look at Malcolm coming in, making his debut, you know, he hasn't played since last November. He has been training with us for a number of weeks, but it's nothing like playing games. And obviously tired, but you definitely could see that he's a lot tougher, and when he gets fitter, he's, you know, you can see he'll be a threat with his strong running and his hold up play, and he has a powerful shot as well. So and Walsh, to be fair, did well tonight. So like, the lads worked hard. Look, you can't beat the honesty, and you know, so yeah, so overall, look, we're happy to take the point.
You touched on a difficult week, because with all the headlines is with Damien Duff departing Shelburne, but you've lost a key player from your side now, potentially, with Moses Dyer, the league's top goal scorer. Is there an update on that situation?
No, the situation at the moment, obviously, he would have played tonight, only for he was suspended. The situation, look, it's been ongoing for 8 or 10 weeks, and he wants to go close to home. The World Cup is next year. He wants to make the New Zealand panel. He thinks by going to Oceania, it's better for him, and I think he's spoken to the management of New Zealand over that. So that obviously played its part. So at the moment, the deal is, you know, in terms of legally still our player. Obviously, there's money involved, and you know, but look, we've known it for a while, going back probably 6-7 weeks before the break, that this might happen. So that's why Malcolm at that time came in. And obviously, you know, we're looking at a situation that we might bring in someone else as well, but it's not as simple in the mid-season point. But look, Malcolm Moses did well, and he did great for us. But in modern football nowadays, you know, we signed him last November. He insisted on a clause with his agent because he had a choice of staying in Canada, and we went with that. And I suppose, like everybody else, Jonathan, look, at after 20 games, your top goal scorer, we were happy with that, and we wish him well. And it's just typical of you know, the job that Ollie and myself do. Just have to get on with it and keep working hard and trying to find replacements and find new players, and that's what we keep doing.
It must be so frustrating, though. You've clearly worked so long to pull someone, you know, away from the radar. Nobody had really heard of him in Irish football prior to we sign on. Like, I'm sure a lot of work went into identifying and making that move happen.
Yeah, but it does. But I suppose we did the same, and I suppose it was Daniel Steins as well. And you know, and Daniel was a great lad, but it didn't happen for him. And these things happen. So I think after 5 games, there wasn't a lot of people shouting about Moses because he hadn't done as well as he, you know, we all thought. But then he clicked, and he did great. And obviously, look, at we were doing everything maybe to see could we change things around to keep him at least to the end of the season. But look, at he was adamant, and he was within his right of his contract, and once the money was paid, they can go. And so I expect in the next week to 10 days that will happen.
So what next now for your side? You mentioned possibly bringing someone in. That's, as you touched on as well, it's a dangerous, it's a busy market at the moment.
Yeah, it is. And I suppose, look, we have Axel Pye sold in, and he's been training with us for a couple of weeks, so he'll be registered next week, and certainly he'll come into our panel. And certainly, yeah, we look at it, another player we are that we hope that might be done by before the draw of the game. And and maybe one more. Depends, there might be one or two of the lads going out on loan as well. So I think next week will be a hectic week.
And I suppose on that, another departure, Keane Byrne, unless something has changed that I'm not aware of.
No. We've known Keane, for obviously, you know, for a long, long time. And look, at what a beautiful fellow, what a beautiful person, and absolutely fit into our group. And, you know, it was, you know, he came in, and from the first week, he seemed like a lad that had been there for 5 years. And the lads loved him, and he was brilliant. And, you know, honesty, endeavour, you know, came in as a centre back for us, ended up in the middle of the park because obviously McCormick and Ed McCarthy had long term injuries to start the season, and we asked him to play in there. It'd been brilliant for us, and look at the crowd appreciated. They could see tonight, they could see that he was really gave everything for us right to the last minute, and a pleasure of a gentleman, and we wish him well. And and obviously with him departing, you know, we've worked on bringing someone for that.
Thank you, John.
Right, thanks, Anthony.
Joey, I suppose it's been a week. Firstly, on the football pitch tonight, you're probably frustrated to only come off the road with 1 point here tonight.
Ah, definitely. Yeah. Listen, it's the story of our season, really. I think dominating games, creating loads of chances, not giving up too many chances, and then both boxes, not taking our chances, and conceding awful goals. Like, really, you know, yeah, similar to Monday. Yeah, to be honest, dominate the game, create loads of chances, coughed up some bad goals there Monday night as well, and yeah, repeated itself there tonight.
It felt like the longer the game went on and the more the abundance of chances that were left aside from you guys not getting that second goal, that you nearly felt inevitable at times.
Yeah, no, listen, I suppose with the chances that we created second half, as you said, to get that second goal and we didn't take them, obviously leaves yourself open, you know, especially how well we played. You ask a serious questions. The ball's always in and around your box. But I thought we defended really well, and I don't think there was many chances in the second half that they had. But look, as I said, the goal we conceded is an awful goal, and start of our season.
At times you played so well. I'm thinking of Lunny in the midfield. Wood was so busy. You look back to yourself for large periods.
Yeah, no, I thought first half, three boys in the middle of the park controlled the game, really. JJ, Ellis and H, you know, and thought they moved us up lovely, kept the ball, kept control of the ball, forced Galway back, allowed us to get into attacking areas to create chances. Second half, we probably lost a bit of possession. To be fair, Galway came out, we were expecting that reaction. They pressed us a bit higher, probably lost a little bit of control of the game, but still, I thought we had a huge threat on the break, you know, and the chances that we created, we just didn't take that second goal. And even after that, 1-1, but the lads attacked it again and created chances even after that. And yeah, listen, we were just sick for the players, really, to be honest, over the last two games. Don't think they got what they deserve, but yeah, that's football.
Football, it doesn't normally have a week like that you've had. How is the dressing room? Sometimes it's a couple of days to kind of appreciate what's going on and the adjustment that is in the camp.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I had to be honest, the lads were brilliant on Monday night, bouncing into it. Obviously, after what happened and the emotion of the few days and all that. And again, the performance was brilliant, similar to the night. But as I said to them in there, the disappointing thing is we haven't got points on the board, and we haven't won either game, and we should have probably won both games. And that is the ultimate thing. Like, when you're at this football club, and the standards that's been at this football club for the last 3.5 years, it's about winning games. And we haven't won enough games this season, you know.
What's next for, I suppose, you and for Shelburne? Or are you aware of the situation? Or?
No, to be honest, listen, it was just to really to do a couple of games, and obviously do with the week, I suppose, with training. It was fairly intense, obviously, playing Monday, Friday. So look, I suppose the club and everyone now will take a bit of a breather, and the decision will be made over the next few days or whatnot next week.
Do you anticipate that you'll be in charge for the Champions League games?
Nah, listen, I haven't a clue, we really just need to speak to the club now. As I said, it happened, it was so unexpected, I suppose, so I don't think anyone was prepared for it, really. So yeah, we just obviously, it was just to get through this week, do the game Monday, Friday, and then I suppose everyone can have a day or two and just make calls then, you know.
It sounds like you need a day to compose. It's been quite a day for you personally as well, has it?
Listen, to be honest, it was an emotional week, I suppose, but listen, this is where we're all comfortable, you know. You know, we've been in dressing room since I was 15, sort of thing. So, and the lads in there, so that's why I think the games quickly helped us as well. As soon as we got to the stadium on Monday again, it's just back to normal. You're so used to it, and even here again tonight, it's just so used to it. This is what the boys enjoy doing out on the football pitch, you know. But ultimately, it's about winning games, and yeah, we haven't managed to win a game this week.
Thanks, Joey, for your time.
Cheers, no bother.
Bobby, that was pretty intense. Your thoughts on full time here?
Yeah, it's a good result for us. Obviously, I think we were a bit disappointed to go 1-0 down, but responded well, and I think it was a real team effort there, like the amount of subs coming on and bodies in the line, and a good result for us at home against another top side.
Is it a case of when you're playing against a team, like, there's such obvious quality on the football that while it's still 1-0, you still have a chance? They had a couple of opportunities to make it 2, it would have been curtains, but you hung on in there, found a way to hang on.
Yeah,
in there.
I thought we had chances ourselves in the game too, and as you say, they had some too. I thought it was a great game and good advertisement for the league. And yeah, listen, it was an intense game. Everything that's good about the League of Ireland, chances both sides, some great saves and blocks, and a couple of goals in it. And as I say, you know, they obviously have good qualities, and we kind of looked at that. And obviously, they missed a few chances, and Evan and Slev and Box in particular made a couple of great blocks. But I thought we hung in there well, and even towards the end, we were comfortable enough to kind of see it out. And probably just a couple of injuries at the end probably meant we couldn't maybe make a push to try and win it. But it was a good game, and I suppose for us, a good solid point.
Talk me through your special moment, your first for the Tribesmen. Happy sight.
Yeah, John's been giving me a bit of stick. I've been scoring a lot in training, and I'd obviously scored quite a few at previous clubs, but just been trying to get into the box and get into good areas, and I've probably missed a few since I've been here. But yeah, just saw the cross coming into the box, and I could see, you know from seeing Killian Tollett every day in training, he was brave, and he was going to go up and compete for it. And thankfully, you know, the ball kind of dropped to me and just sort of poked it in from there. So it won't be making too many highlight reels there, go to the month contenders. But big goal for me to get, and it's something I think I really want to be adding to my game. I know I've got 4 or 5 assists this season already, but I want to be trying to add goals and getting into those positions. And you know, it's been tough. I was kind of out injured for a few weeks, and then when I came back, the boys were doing really well with a few results. So I've had to kind of be patient for my chance. But you know, it's a team game, and you look at the 5 or 6 club subs that come on there and really give us a boost. And that's what it's going to take between now and the end of the season for us, because it's such a competitive league, and if we can stick in and do well, you know, you don't know where how far it could take you.
Talk to us about yourself. You, of course, you know, you're in the league now a couple of months. You know, you've had some time. How are you finding playing in the league? Obviously, you've had experience up north as well, and I suppose it's in our thought process because Shelburne go and play Linfield in a couple of weeks in the Champions League. So yeah, you can see both sides of the town, can't you?
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. I love the league here. Like, certainly a lot more travelling than there is in the League of Ireland, or in the Irish League. Sorry, but no, it's a great league. 10 teams in all, full times, a real intensity to every game, and especially some of the Dublin clubs and Derry. Some of the quality of the players they have that you get the opportunity to play against is great. But we have good quality here too, and I think we've shown this season that we can do well against anybody. And for us, it's just about turning some of those draws into wins and kind of grinding out the wins and maybe getting a few more goals this year. But yeah, look, I mean, I think the League of Ireland would be of a higher quality in the north, but there's, you know, for the likes of Linfield, I'm sure they'll be looking at Shelburne and fancying their chances that they can have a right go at it. There's 3 or 4 really top sides in the league up north as well, and I'm sure they could compete in this league well too. So really looking forward actually to watching some of those games. And yeah, like, I think it'll be a really tight game between Linfield and Shelburne. And I suppose it goes back to maybe the thought of up north, of people talking about a summer league, where Shelburne are probably coming in with a bit more match fitness than that of what Linfield is. But Linfield have really good players and top quality, so looking forward to watching that game.
You talked about the travel. You have a couple of away games to come, two visits to the East, Drogheda and then Bohose, I believe, as well. So you're getting the air miles in.
Yeah, at least my family can come to some of those. I'm a bit closer to home. Yeah, no, look, it's great. Like, I've enjoyed kind of getting to play, I suppose, up north, a bit similar to this. You play the same teams, right, you know, 4, 5, 6 times a year, and with all the cups. So I've really enjoyed coming down here this year and getting to play different teams, new stadiums, and the intensity of that. So, look, we know Drogheda is going to be a really tough test next week. It's a team that probably play quite direct and maybe in a similar style to you. And we've got to be ready for that. As much as it's a good point for us now, it'll be a really tough test, and I genuinely am not sure who the next match after that is. But as I say, we'll just take it one game at a time and see where it takes us. And with the nature of the league, it kind of you have to kind of do that. But no, I'm really enjoying it, and I suppose it's, you know, at this time of year with you know, new players coming in and whatever, it's a good time for us to kind of really try and kick on.
Well, congrats on your goal tonight. Hope it's the first of many from your perspective.
Thanks very much. Hope so.
Off the ball breakfast.
Oh, Duffer. Duffer, Duffer, Duffer. What have you done, Duffer?
Oh, from the jaws of victory, defeat is snatched.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.